This is Ruben.
Hi, Ruben. This is Alan Nathan, American Textiles. How are you?
Good, good. Give me a second here. Can I sure. Pin? Yeah, give me a second.
Absolutely.
All right. Give me one second here.
Nope.
Just bringing up your file. So, Alan, my role here is I'm a senior underwriter. Just kind of want to walk you through the process. And I understand you're looking for both an equipment loan and for some additional working capital. Is that correct?
Correct. And the equipment loan, we actually are not particularly, that's not something which is a huge priority for us at this point in time. I think the working capital is. We have some new programs that we are entering into that are kind of make us engage more capital. So I think that might be a little bit more of a priority than the working than the equipment loan.
No problem. Just so you know, the way we work is we offer both. So it's not like if you get approved for 300, you can only choose one. But just so I can understand your time frame, when are you looking potentially to get equipment, or is that a maybe at this point?
That's a maybe at this point.
Okay, cool. So I can focus on the. I can focus on the working capital. That's not a problem. So the first and foremost is about, in a perfect world, how much capital are you looking for?
About $300,000.
$300,000. Have you ever done a working capital loan before?
We have, and we've done what are called quick loans. These are products from major banks, and they are relatively light documentation loans. We've done two or three of those in the past, and we don't have those anymore. We paid those off. One of those was with Bank of America. Another one was possibly
kind of like a signature loan.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a non-UCC. They basically ask for your tax returns, and pretty much what you asked for. And it's a quick loan in the sense it takes about a week to 10 days to go through the approval process. It's usually not a high denomination value loan. It's a lower dollar amount, and it can either be revolving or term. So, yes, have some exposure with those.
Okay. How much loan volume have you done? Like, what is the amount you've done before on those?
So we typically, have traditional bank loans with a bank that has a UCCs on our company. So those are larger dollar value loans, right? You see that from our financials. We have a $2.4 million LOC with Bank West.
And I'm sure that's secured by property or some type of assets, correct?
So they have the company as collateral, UCCs on the company assets. In addition, it sits as a second on the building.
On the building. Okay, so real estate backed.
Yeah.
Cool. Gotcha. So let me kind of guide you through what we would offer you here. And in terms of money, just, unlike a lot of traditional banks, and I think this is something that a lot of business owners appreciate hearing, many business owners that we work with are, quite frankly, afraid to ask for what they want. So credit is extremely tight right now. And a lot of customers that we deal with sometimes really, they need more money, but their fear is if I actually tell the lender I'm working with what I need, I'm going to get shot down, so I kind of want to fly under the radar. That's not the way we work here. So you can always ask for whatever you want. We can give you some feedback on what's reasonable. But is the you said around $300,000. Is that the maximum you're looking for, or are you potentially looking for more funding here?
We're potentially looking for more funding, but I think it would be completely a function of the kind of program, the product that you have to offer. I mean, interest rates, we are very sensitive to that. We are ultimately in a commodity-like industry where margins are low and volumes tend to be somewhat high. So it's something which is, I have to manage my cost structure very carefully, and cost of money is a key part of it.
Okay.
So that's something I'm extremely sensitive to. So it just depends on the loan package or the proposal that you put together, then can we use more capital? Is there a need for more capital? Ours is a cash-intensive a capital-intensive business model. You have to buy a product. You got to pay many times in advance. You're importing from, you know, we import from different countries around the world. And then in addition, we carry inventory, we have a receivables portfolio. And this new project in particular that we're getting started, literally, technically by tomorrow, I think the start date is October 1. Ruben, what it is it's going to be a program where we'll be selling paper products to as many as 3,600 hospitals. So the healthcare system, I'm not sure how familiar you are with it, but in the country, the healthcare system is essentially divided into GPOs, or group purchasing organizations. So each of these are kind of broken up into buying groups. So the buying group that we are dealing with is called Premier, and they awarded us a contract, which is a very big deal. It really is. We've never, ever had anything like this awarded to us before. It's a significant contract. We are sharing this contract, just to let you know, with four other companies. One of them is GP, Georgia Pacific, of the Koch brothers fame. The other one is Kimberly-Clark, which is a major consumer products company. Another one is SCA, which is a major Swedish, I think it's the world's fourth largest paper company, and the other companies, Von Drol, and then there's us. So we're sharing this with large companies. It's a huge piece of business. We're obviously not going to, you know, get a lot of it. We don't certainly want a lot of it. We wouldn't be able to handle too much of it initially. But I think this is going to take us into an area which is interesting. It's going to bring in substantial sales over the next several months and years at reasonable margins. So this is an opportunity that looms immediately ahead of us. In fact, in the last 1.5-2 months ramping up, scaling up, building up infrastructure. You know, as a small company, we did not have some things on as part of our company. For example, EDI. Are you familiar with EDI, Electronic Data Interchange?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. So that's the way that large companies do business with each other. They encrypt invoices and purchase orders, and they encrypt their communications and goes to a separate data interchange. That's called EDI. Most small companies don't have that, but we need to have that in order to be able to service many large hospital chains. So we just got started with that. And so
because of electronic records. I understand that you have to be secure. Right. So yeah. In terms of interest rates, pricing, we're transparent. I'll go over all the different options for you. But I think you're coming to us and saying, hey, look, you know, what can Bank of Cardiff provide? So I'm going to ask you a few pointed questions. Hopefully, I'm not going to rag you the wrong way. But the more I know about your business ultimately leads to an approval faster and the best possible program and a great relationship. So the first question is kind of the who, what, where, why, when. So you're looking for $300,000, potentially more. This new project, what is the minimum amount of cash you need? Like at the minimum, what's the minimum you'd accept for this project?
$300,000,
okay. What does this $300,000 do for your business in terms of growth of revenue and profits?
Yeah, so we're going to turn this $300,000 over possibly maybe 3 or 4 times over per year in terms of sales. And each time, each turn, we expect to make, I'm guessing, about 7 to 8% bottom line after expense profit. So that's what it is.
So you're going to do a flip per quarter, and you're making 7 to 8% profit per flip. Is that correct?
Correct. But I know. I think I know, Ruben, where you're going with this, but go ahead. I hope you're not going to price your loan as a function of how much money we make, because that'll become very complex. We have infrastructure.
No, it's not. When we're talking about a loan, we need to understand. I think a lot of people are very sensitive to interest rates, and I can understand that. I don't know if Bank of Cardiff will be the best match for you. I'm trying to see if there's a reason for funding. Most of the customers that pay us back, we have to understand what they're doing with the money, because if not, we're dead in the water. So just to go, so I can understand. You're making on $300,000, probably about $21,000 to $24,000 per quarter. Here's the next question. Besides Bank of Cardiff, are you applying for any other loans with your local bank, other financing companies, factoring companies? Are there other loan applications you put out?
No.
Okay. Assuming you don't get an approval from Bank of Cardiff or you don't like the terms, what other options are you considering?
I'll then start considering other options.
Okay.
A string of quick loan products from BofA or BofA-like traditional banks.
Okay. And so let me kind of...
They have limits of 100,000, so, you know, that's why I thought your package would be something we can explore and exhaust initially.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not going to have to be exhausted, to be frank. I can get an approval on your desk probably by Monday afternoon and potentially put the money into your account by this Wednesday. It's a very quick process, if not sooner. So let me walk you through what Bank of Cardiff offers. And you might have heard of this product before. It might be something someone's pitched you before, but let me talk to you about the product. So what we offer, we have a variety of different loan products. The most popular product for a business owner to borrow cash is to do what's called a working capital loan, which loan is underwritten not on real estate, but on the general cash flow. We do typically put a UCC in the business, but we're fine going in what's called a second position. So for all intents and purposes, these are pretty much unsecured loans. Someone doesn't pay, good luck collecting from them. Now, in terms of the amount of money we'll lend, we're going to look at your overall revenue profile, not your profitability, and definitely not credit. We're looking at the revenue profiles, the standard reason to fund this loan. You said you did around $20 million a year in sales, correct?
Correct.
So the top end you'd get is $2 million. That doesn't mean you should necessarily need to borrow that amount, but I think $300,000 to $500,000 would work. Now, the most important thing to go over, and I think what you're trying to get at, is what is the cost of this loan, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So this loan carries a significant amount of risk. We're not lending you your own money with interest like a traditional bank. We're not having access to your bank account. So there's a cost for this loan. So on $300,000, I want to give you a general number on $300,000 on what you're looking at. So there's no sticker shock. I'm going to give you both a low end and a high end on this product, okay?
I'm ready.
All right, and just so you know, the way the loan is collected is the following. So this is what's called a micropayment loan. So when you talk about an unsecured cash loan, rather than you doing a fixed monthly payment, we do what's called a micro debit. Do you know what a micro debit is? Are you familiar with that?
Not really.
Okay, so to walk you through, we put $300,000 in your account, you'll have a payback. That payback is going to be dictated by the program your business is approved for. Just so you know, this loan will not go under your personal credit. It only goes under the business credit report. The payback will be dependent on the program you're approved for, and most importantly, time. 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, and so on. The longer the money's out, the more you'll pay back. We'll always give you the longest term available and then work backwards, and you can set your own rate and term. However, the way that it's collected is with a micro debit. So that means instead of you paying a check at the beginning of the month, we take a small daily payment, 5 days a week, no weekends, no holidays. That is 21 business days per month. That means every day, Monday through Friday, we're taking a small debit until the loan is paid. Oftentimes, we'll also offer you a weekly option if that's something you're interested in. But in terms of the overall cash flow, if you're looking for $300,000, I think we'd be able to offer that to you. We're not going to offer you $100,000 because it sounds like $100,000 won't even do anything for you, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So let's kind of go over costs on a $300,000 loan. And is your goal to match this loan up to the 12-month term? Are you trying to do the short term, long term? What are your goals?
24 months.
Okay. On an unsecured basis, that is usually us swinging for the fences. Would you, and I'm not saying that we couldn't qualify for you that for that, but would you be jumping to something shorter? This loan does carry a significant amount of risk simply because it's an unsecured cash loan. The average is about 12 months. So is that something you can deal with, or do you definitely need 24 months?
You know, I can deal with that, but I'd still like to get to the cost of the money. How much is that
going? Yeah, let's give you an idea of payback on a $300,000 loan, kind of low end and high end, and then I'll get some final numbers for you, say on Monday, all right?
Yeah.
Realistic expectations on a $300,000 loan, and I'm going to give you high end and low end on 24 months.
Okay.
You would be looking, if you borrowed $300,000 over a 24-month period,
mm-hmm.
low end you're looking at around $370,000 as a payback for a 24-month period. And that's extremely aggressive pricing. That is the like bare bottom best program for an unsecured cash.
$370,000 payment over 24
months. No, $370,000 payback. So the lowest kind of cost on a $300,000 program would be about...
Yeah, so $70,000 in interest.
Correct.
Spread out, yeah, okay. So in other words, you borrow 300, you pay back 370, and the 370 is paid back over how many months?
24 months. And that's pricing where that'd be like the very low-end scenario.
So you're looking at, and there's a more accurate arithmetic way to do this, and so I'll do it the simpler way first. So 70 divided by 300 divided by 2, you're looking at about 11.67%. That's on not a correct interest calculation, but kind of a rule of, rough
interest. If you're looking at a simple interest calculation, that is a low end. One thing that I want to address, and I used to be in sales, and it gives me a unique perspective. We're happy to give you an approval, get you approved. I'll give you some numbers on Monday. And if you're not interested in it, not a problem. But a lot of customers come to us and they're looking for, they're saying, hey, we're very, very interest sensitive, but they don't want to offer collateral. And so while these loans, they're not good to compare these to real estate-based loans or a traditional bank line of credit, because it's a completely different product. It's a supplementary source of funding, it's a large amount, and it's not broken up into pieces. But some customers are definitely looking for, like, I have conversations all day where customers say, hey,
One sec, please.
Sure, take it.
Yeah, let me call you back. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Not a problem. I just want to address, there's no elephants in the room.
But because the paybacks are weekly.
Weekly or daily, traditionally.
Yeah, daily would be, very impractical for us. But weekly, even if you look at weekly paybacks, the NPV, the net present value of this loan, would be.
If you're running, and I can go where you're going with the conversation, it's not a problem. I've been with Bank of Credit for 9 years. If you're comparing this to a traditional amortized loan or a line of credit, it's an unfair comparison. This loan that we're talking about is a completely different risk factor. 10% of the customers that borrow this cash from us, regardless of their company's credit strength, do default on us. We have a great track record of helping small businesses, and we love the opportunity. And we'll put an approval together for you on what we can do on Monday. But there are customers that say, hey, I want to compare this to my line of credit against my real estate and all my assets. And it's a conversation that doesn't really, we can't win in a sense.
I understand that, but that's a different risk profile. This is a different thing. And
correct.
This is directly related to return. I understand that. I'm familiar with that.
I would think that this loan potentially could help your business out, because one thing that I think you're getting at, and I can understand it, is you don't want to take out five loans to piece this together. You want just one loan that can service your needs. And I think this would be a good product for you.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
No prepayment penalties?
We actually have discounts for paying off early. So when you do a working capital loan, what we'll do is this. We'll give you the ability to work backwards. Once we have a formal approval for you, we'll say, here's the cost of the loan at 12 months, here's the cost of the loan at 24 months, here's the cost of the loan at 18, whatever it may be. You can decide all options. We will give, in the loan approval, a discount for paying off early. That is stuff that is just more of a legalese stuff, just custom making that, and that's not a problem. The most important thing, I think, in your scenario is to make sure that you're okay, that an understanding that we're not asking for your deposits to issue this loan, and there is going to be a relative cost in it.
No, I understand. But
the industry standard...
It has to be something that a company can bear, and it's not...
Absolutely. These loans are designed to get you quick money to grow your business. We don't win all the business. Just, I'm quoting you very, very low-end numbers. The numbers I could come back to you on Monday could be a lot higher. I just want to set I want to set realistic ideas. If you get this approval, great. But there's customers that come into us and say, hey, look, I'm looking for an unsecured loan for 300 grand at 2.5% or 5%, and the conversation never goes anywhere. So I want to take the opportunity. And
right, but at the same, yeah. So, put together a final proposal for me, because if it's $370,000, $70,000 in interest over 2 years.
Okay.
But but yeah, that's doable as long as it's weekly, you know, payback, I mean, weekly withdrawals, which is fine.
We can kind of hash those issues out.
Anything more than this, honestly, Ruben, anything more than this, if you come back, anything even slightly more than this may not be palatable, just to let you know. So this is probably the...
I don't take that as offense.
You know what I mean? So this might be the lower end of what you can do. This is also the upper end of what I can do. So if there is a meeting point, we can meet just about at this point, plus minus maybe 0.01%, then it's something that can work if you come in even 1 or 2 or 3 points higher, because that's where your underwriters or, you know, that's where the proposal eventually came in at, then I'll probably say thank you, but no thank you. And, you know, this is the upper end of what will be workable. Anything more than that, it'll just be an onerous burden on us that we wouldn't be
able absolutely to and we're not with an unsecured loan. I appreciate you sharing that with me. When we talk about an unsecured loan, like I said, we put a UCC, but we're in second position. When these loans default, no one wins, so the last thing we're going to do is push you to borrow money that doesn't help your business.
Right, and you can tell from, you know, just my the fact that I'm so interest rate sensitive. We are a legitimate company. Everything about us is legit. We never defaulted on anything. We have good credit, actually. I personally have good credit.
I understand.
Absolutely nothing negative in our background whatsoever.
Correct. And that's why it's really important to have this conversation. I'm not trying to, like, push you. Well, I can give you an analogy. I have really, really good credit myself. I've been employed here at Bank of Cardiff for over 9 years. So but when I do a home loan, I got to put money down. I got to have an asset behind it. And I've had conversations with customers that have smaller businesses. I've had conversations with customers that have bigger businesses. And I've had people that have borrowed large amounts of funds from us. But the biggest issue here is it's not just about your credit. It's about that it doesn't have the traditional security. You're basically leveraging your revenues. And so it's just a different product. I do encourage customers, though, and I don't say this the wrong way. Once we get you approved, we don't take the wrong way if you shop around. We have a lot of customers that do shop around. Some come back, some don't. It's not about pushing people. I do have one question on your bank account, actually, though. Are you switching operating accounts from 9386 to 8354? That's one thing we noticed, and you just had a question on it.
I'm not familiar with those numbers, so what numbers are they?
So we have two bank accounts. So we have account ending in 8354, Bank of the West.
Bank of the West has three accounts, and the operating account, which is the main account, is only one. And if you
want to
hold on for a second, I'll tell you.
Sure, sure.
Hold on one second. Ruben, that's the 8354. That's the operative account, and all other accounts are...
All right. I think I figured out this issue. So maybe it's just I have to go through the files. I might not be having everything in my side. So in August, you have a Bank of the West account. Let's take a look at, but I think in other months we have different accounts, so I'm going to run through this. In August, we have the account for Bank of the, for U.S., so it's interesting. We have a U.S. bank account, so we have multiple, so let me kind of thumb through this, bear with me, I want to make sure I understand this. So we've got we've got a Bank of the West account ending it for August, for ending in 8354, okay? I just want to see what your rep put together, and I can kind of have to go through this. We also have another August account for 9386. So is your primary bank U.S. Bank or Bank of the West?
Bank of the West.
Okay,
Bank of the West is the one we have the $2.4 million LOC, and Bank of the West we have our CRE loan, $6.8 million.
Okay. And then for Bank of the West... I see for August, I've got that. Let's see. And then I have July, August. Do I have your June account? Let's see. Do we have a June account for Bank of the West or no?
No, we don't. We just moved to them in July. We got refinanced our building and we got new...
Okay, so I think that's probably causing the confusion. So as of now, you have two bank accounts, but Bank of the West is now your primary account as of July.
That is correct.
Okay, so I'm going to answer this question. Give me 1 second. So you used to only... So customer's primary account is now with Bank of the West. They have kept their US bank account, but their primary account is now Bank of the West, number 8354. Okay, so that makes sense. One other question. You said you have a 2.3 line of credit, correct?
Yes, 2.4.
Oh, okay, 2.4. Okay. How much is the property worth that's used as collateral on that?
The property was appraised at 9.3.
Okay, so you have a lot of equity.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. So I'm going to ask you a pretty loaded question there. You have a lot of equity. Have you asked U.S. Bank of the West for more funding? Did they cap it at that, or is that all?
We have not, because we just moved to them. And
okay.
I don't want to broach that subject with them now, because when we moved to them, they did tell us that, you know, we are new with them, and they said, let's see how things go for a year, and then we'll revisit. And I'm sure at the time of renewal, which is going to be next July, we're going to come to them and ask them for additional lines or different products. We might even move from an LOC to an ABL, because as you know, ABLs are more responsive to growth. They move in tandem with your growth, with your revenues. So we might go to an ABL product with them at that point in time. But at this point, we have a fixed LOC, and that's what it is.
And one other question before I let you go. Your line of credit, your limit is 2.4, or that's the exposure you have right now?
Our limit is 2.4.
And how much is on that right now?
As of right now, it's like 2.3.
2.3. Okay. Yeah. And what was that money used for? How did you use those funds? Where
inventory,
they used?
It's an inventory, our receivables, deposits for new items, all kinds of things. You
know? Okay. All right. I will get in touch with you ASAP. Thank you for the call. It's been very informative. I think I understand what I need. I hope you've appreciated the call as well, and I'll touch base with you Monday morning to tell you what we can offer.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
If worse comes to worse, it might roll to Monday afternoon, just as an FYI.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all.
Thanks, Don. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.